Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. Hey, I was wondering, we received it 60123 for today. How long is it acceptable to keep your Christmas lights up and on? Are yours on a timer, Whip?
They are on a timer, yeah.
Violetta, are yours on a timer?
No, they just stay plugged in 24-7.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, my guy who put the lights up, who I said, hey, you put lights up? He's like, oh, yeah, all the time. I knew I was his first job.
Yeah.
He had told me, you got to get a timer for this, and I never did. I just kept plugging it, taking it, unplugging it, and plugging it.
It's kind of annoying to get under there wherever you got it plugged in.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, 530 Club. Happy New Year's to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Without a doubt, ours always come down the Saturday after Christmas.
Saturday after.
Oh, you...
Yep.
So that would have been December 26th this year.
Yes, it was, actually.
What? Wow. Not even till New Year's?
Nope, not even till New Year's. It comes down, usually the wife starts taking down all the inside stuff
right. The
day after Christmas. So, yep.
You know, I think I'd mentioned before, then your wife is a lot like my Aunt Juanita.
Yeah, right.
who literally takes stuff down as you're opening gifts.
That's something.
Like, as a kid, we were opening gifts and the tree's coming down. She's dragging stuff out to the... it's like 15 minutes after Christmas is over.
She's ready.
She's cleaning it out. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a specific day, Dominic?
Yes.
Hi, Dominic. Hi.
Hi. January 6th, which is the Epiphany, when the wise get to the Nativity.
Yeah, I think I knew that. I should know more about that, and I apologize, but you're right. January 6th, the Epiphany.
Which is also Christmas Eve for Orthodox.
That's right.
Which I believe that's the reason why the Orthodox celebrate January 6th.
Okay. All right. And so that's how you do it?
That's how we do it. Okay. Always.
All right. What is today? So tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow's the big day, the last day of the lights up.
There we go.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Dominic. The Serbian Christmas is... Thursday.
Yes.
You told us.
January 7th, which is also double your paycheck.
Yeah. There you go. Good tie-in.
What a present.
Good tie-in. John Foley, the CEO of Peloton. Does Peloton also own Mirror?
Good question. I don't know. Or is it a competitor? I don't know.
Tells the New York Times that he starts every morning by drinking 40 sips of water from his hand. He keeps drinking water until he feels like he's going to throw up, and then he knows he's hydrated. Which we all laugh, but I bet you if you ran down the hall to the fountain, Whip, and tried to drink 40 times out of your hand, you'd probably feel like you want to throw up.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot, I guess.
Top three things you do when you wake up at number three, Sergio. Okay, cool. And number two, Renee.
I do a COVID-19 symptom check before I head into work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you do, like touch your head?
No, there's an app on your phone. You have to answer certain questions.
Oh, all right. I do that too, but I just check to see if I have a fever. I've been really stuffed up lately. That's not a sign of COVID, is it?
I think everything's a sign.
That is true. And finally, in at number one, it makes all the sense in the world. Bill starts his day how?
I check the email and see if I won the lotto.
There it is. Yep.
Definitely.
Bill, has it ever happened where you did?
Yeah, like $10, $20, big deal.
Woo! You know something? It's a start.
It is.
A win's a win.
What game do you play?
The big ones.
The big ones.
Right. Yeah, I don't want anything small. I want it big.
Right. What's the point? And do you play like your own numbers, same numbers, just whatever random numbers?
Quick pick.
Yeah, whatever they say.
They say that's good.
How many tickets a day do you do?
Just one a day.
Okay. Well, it's a good way to start the day. I hope it works out for you.
I did one of those scratch-off things recently, and I won
$2. There you go.
But I don't know how to go redeem it. I've never won that.
Yeah, you just go back to the 7-Eleven, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. They give you they just give you the cash. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whip just reported it in the news about the lockdown in Great Britain in the UK, which is a complete lockdown.
Yeah, total.
Because of the new COVID-mutated virus. Am I calling it the right thing?
The variant.
The variant. Thank you.
Yeah.
The COVID variant. And so I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, oh, my God. That's not going to happen here. We're not doing that again, are we? And my one buddy's like, yeah, well, you just be ready. So then I thought, well, we should ask Dr. Kevin Most about that, chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine at Central DuPage Hospital, and also a Kansas grad that was just pounded by Texas on the basketball floor. But that's another story for another day. Hi, Kevin.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the time this morning.
You're welcome. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You know, we had great plans. We still do for 2021. And then we hear this news about this COVID variant and the lockdown in the UK. I'm going to jump right to it. Is that a possibility here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, it is. And, you know, the B-117, obviously, the
that
mutation.
Was a plane.
Yeah.
The B-117. I can't even
I thought
track
it was
of this.
A caddy number.
Exactly.
The British mutation, obviously, the British variant is concerning, but I don't know, Whip, if you've been watching the news, but the South African one is even more concerning right now.
Yeah.
So the British one appears that the vaccine would still work. So in that condition, we're in good shape. But the South African one is much more concerning, and especially when we're looking at that the South African one has been around probably since October. So although we're looking at these mutations going, oh, they're brand new, oh, no. The mutation from Britain, as they went back and looked at samples, it was around in September of last year.
Which one of those is already here? Because I know there was a case in Colorado, and was there another in California?
Upstate New York.
Yep. Right. That's the British one. That's been in Colorado, California, New York. And if we tested more, we would probably find that it's around a lot. And not surprising when you hear California with the numbers that they have. The South African variant has been found in Britain and France already. So, again, the double whammy for Britain on this one.
Now, what is the status of the vaccines? There had been talk they wanted to have 20, 25 million people vaccinated by the end of the year. And I think the number came in at 4.5 or 5 million. So we're way behind. Is there a plan to catch up on that?
There is, you know, so that's a little disappointing. You know, if you look at Chicago, you look at Illinois, we're probably one of the best states, if not the best state in delivering this. And it comes down to just being planning better. You know, it's logistics. It's the production of the vaccine, okay, the delivery, and then how do we get the shots in the arm? You know, we're pretty proud here at Northwestern. We've already given over 17,000. We'll be at 18,000 by the end of this week. That's more than some states have done. And it was just because of all planning and logistics and how are we going to do this. So we definitely have some catch-up to do. And it's difficult when we haven't gotten the best plans for how are we going to get the shots in the arm. We have places where we're going to get you the vaccine, but it's like, okay, wait a second. Now how do we get everybody vaccinated? Because we don't want the lines that you're seeing in Texas and Florida.
It's crazy. Yes, Doctor, there have been a couple of news stories in the last week and a half in the Chicago area of teenagers, 18 and 19, respectively, dying of COVID and supposedly, according to their families, being totally healthy prior to that, having no underlying health conditions. I know that's not the norm, but these have made news. When you hear stories like that, as a doctor, do your eyebrows raise a little bit? Do you think there's anything going on there, or just those are, I don't want to say flukes, but those are not the norm?
Yeah, those are, you know, Whip, those are the one-offs, and sometimes people have underlying health conditions and don't even know it. But unfortunately, this virus, obviously, we look at influenza virus, we say, oh, it's going to, you know, it'll attack here, it'll get you in your throat, it'll give you pneumonia. You look at this one that can cause heart disease, can cause kidney disease. You know, this one is a little bit more weird, I'll just say. So when we do see, you know, some individuals that should not have died, they're healthy and have gotten it and passed away. That's unfortunate. And as we start to peel the onion back, I'm sure we'll find out more reasons of why that happened. And perhaps that was a mutation virus as well. But right now, we still, our focus needs to be on the bigger picture.
Okay. So are you optimistic that we will clean up the issues we're having with the vaccinations and start to get them out en masse? Or are you not optimistic about that?
No, I am. I'm totally optimistic. You know, I think that, you know, right now there's a lot of planning going on how we're going to get this delivered to people, and we're just going to have to really step up, because if we have the vaccine in our hands, then we certainly should be putting it in people's arms. So it's a matter of how we're going to do that. If it was a production issue saying we're not going to have enough vaccine, well, then, you know, you stop the supply chain at the first step. But if we can get it delivered, then, boy, it's up to us. It's our duty to get this in the arms, especially right now. If we can, you know, slow this thing down rapidly, we're still going to have a great summer. If we can't get these shots in the arms, then this is just going to keep pushing it back, and that's going to be the problem.
All right, Al, one final question before we let you go into your busy day. If you, and it's an unfair question, but here it comes. If you were to give a percentage chance, 70%, 80%, 20% chance, that we go into a lockdown similar to what the UK just implemented, what percentage chance would you say that is?
I'd say 30, 20
okay.
Maybe.
All right. I can
yeah, Yeah, I think that, we have a lot more things in place right now. I think that with the vaccines, I think that with awareness now, it's kind of nice. I shouldn't say it's nice, but it's good for us to be reminded of what we could end up with and have people step up and get rid of this complacency. I think that the Christmas holiday may give us a little bit of a bump, but hopefully not the big bump that they're seeing in Britain.
All right, keeping our fingers crossed. Thank you for all the information, Dr. Most. Have a very busy and great day, okay?
Indeed. There was no other Kansas slam you wanted to do? I mean, I had to get out from under the bus in order to take this call.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys.
Welcome, Orns. See ya. There he is, Dr. Kevin Most. All right, well, I feel better about that.
Yeah, 20-30%, that's nothing.
We're looking for something to feel better about, and there it was. All right, after I successfully stole one of her top three stories for trending on Twitter, Violetta has had to recalculate and refigure.
Yes.
Digging her way through Twitter to find out what we should all be talking about. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right, top three, and at number three.
Some Google employees have formed a union to organize workers across the tech company's global operation, which is very rare in Silicon Valley. Mm. Alphabet Workers Union is backed by 200 workers out of 132,000 members. They're going to be paying 1% annual of their bonus and bonuses. Right now, the median pay for those employees is $258,000. Mm. So they're really not struggling. And that's the story.
And that's the story. All right. I like it. Okay. Thank you, CNBC. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Well, that was going to be Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. But
gotcha.
Anyway.
You went from Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, you scrapped it, and you went with the CNBC pay scale at Google.
Google unionizing employees.
I gotcha.
I don't know. That's kind of interesting.
I'm with you.
They have some employees here, right? I mean, so Google does have a footprint here.
Oh, yeah, over in Fulton Market.
Yeah, and so I actually know a guy pretty well who works for Google. Don't know if he's involved in the union or not.
All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Jeopardy is trending as Alec Trebek's final five episodes air this week, and many are tuning in to watch the late legend in all of his glory.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So Bean Dad, trending right now, which actually has an oddly connected twist to Jeopardy. First of all, Bean Dad is John Rhetoric. He tweeted a story out about his nine-year-old daughter being hungry and told her to go eat a can of beans. She asked him, well, how do I do that? He says, just open the can and put it in a pot. That's when he realized his daughter doesn't know how to use a can opener.
Right.
And instead of helping her, he went back to his jigsaw puzzle and told her to figure it out. 6 hours later, the girl finally got the can of beans open. This is all coming from Bean Dad's story. The internet finding this very bizarre, and the parenting story took a lot of critiques to it. The tie-in to Jeopardy is Ken Jennings jumped in to defend Bean Dad, and then it also happened to be that Bean Dad is his co-host on their podcast.
Oh, wow.
So
Bean Dad is Ken Jennings' co-host.
Yes.
Interesting. And I didn't even know Ken had a podcast.
Yeah, everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah, anybody can have one. There you go. Thank you. You didn't have that photography phase? You know, where you decided, all right, got a camera now, I'm going to taking pictures and do a lot of nature stuff, create scrapbooks, and you know, I've lasted a month. Mm-hmm. Then you went, all right, that's too much. It's cold out, and I can't develop this stuff. And, you know,
funny, I almost did that.
Thought about a photography phase.
I got like some kind of pamphlet or something, and I think I almost signed up for a class, and then I said,
there you go.
And I said, forget it.
312-233-1019. Anybody listening who had a thing you used to really be into, you thought this is going to be my thing, and then you scrapped it. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What was it?
Country line dancing.
There you go.
What?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
How'd you pick that?
I had a friend who was in a country band, used to go with them to the shows that they would play, and just really got into it to where I got a whole collection of boots, chaps, skirts, everything.
You had like the whole uniforms.
Yep.
You got to have the right boots for the right line dancing. You knew all the dances. There's like 12 of them or something. You had them all memorized.
Absolutely.
How many times did you go?
Oh, it was over a course of like 4 years.
Oh, wow. Well,
4 years?
You kept it going for a while.
Yeah.
And when did you quit line dancing?
That's about 1997.
Ah, good memories. Really thought you were going to maybe take that thing pro. One of the best at it, I'm going to go pro, country line dancing. Every industry has its standard work injury. I wonder if people that work the deli counter really, at some point, somebody does cut off the tip of their finger. You hope it's not you.
Right.
You're not really hoping it's anybody else, but you know what's going to happen. This is cool. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
My question is about to get answered. What industry are you in?
U.S. Postal Service.
All right, because this is what started it. I saw my mailman coming up the sidewalk, and I thought, it's icy. He's going to fall. It's just a matter of time before he breaks his leg. Is that true?
We don't break our legs. We hurt our backs because when you slip and fall, it usually land right on your back. I've fallen a couple times. I've herniated discs in my neck, and I've hurt my lower back before.
Oh,
maybe
man.
That's what happened to me. My years as a mail carrier caused me to have the neck issue.
Catching up with you.
Yeah. Always wiping out on the ice, huh?
Yes, and to make it worse, you know, when you have to make a claim, it takes like 10 times as long because you're dealing with the federal government as your employer.
Don't send them any mail, too.
That goes smooth, too. Really smoothly. Oh, look at all the mail carriers calling. Hi, Kit.
Hey, I love you guys. First of all, I work overnight. You supercharge me every morning getting
off.
Thank you for that. I mean it sincerely.
You're the best.
The number one injury for United States Postal Service carriers are dog bites.
Dog bites.
That's the old cliche.
So if you go in on your first day of work, Kit, and you're sitting around with the other mail carriers, do they all again go, just a matter of time before a German Shepherd gets you?
No, they don't want to be too negative, but they make sure you carry your mace, your pepper spray, so you can spray the animal in the face.
There you go. Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, before that angry chihuahua tries to take off your leg. Well, since we're on the topic of animals. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, what's your standard work injury?
I'm a veterinarian, and we do get bit quite often by the little chihuahuas. That's the main offender.
Oh, really? The little dogs, little yappy dogs come get you?
Yeah, the owner just hands them right over, and then they're like, you know, sometimes they get a little testy after you're already holding the dog.
Right. The chihuahuas have attitudes, constantly bit. Have
they
you ever
really
been
do.
Bit by anything other than a dog or a cat?
I've been bitten by a horse before, but that was just cool.
Wow. By a horse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa, were you, like, feeding it an apple, or?
No, you know, trying to give it a shot. That'll happen.
Right. I can't blame the horse. Yeah.
Not a lot of vets open with the give them an apple routine. I was like, would you like an apple?
They eat the whole thing, core and all.
That's crazy. Hi, Corey, what's your standard work injury?
I'm an interpreter for the deaf, and we get carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah. All the hand, all the sign hand, language?
All the sign language.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that one. Oh, this one scares me. Hi, Ruta.
Hi, how are you?
What is your standard work injury?
I am a surgical dental assistant, and we constantly get stabbed with needles and cut with scalpels.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, that is a lot of scary stuff going on there.
Do people ever close their mouth and bite you?
Oh, all the time. All the time. We don't even consider that an injury anymore. It's just standard every day.
Getting snagged by a needle. Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you, Ruta. Oh, look at this. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's your standard work injury?
Well, I deliver beer for a living, and it's not necessarily an injury, but you end up getting a beer shower.
A lot of beer showers. A lot of exploding beer?
Yeah, when you go, you drop the keg in the cooler and switch out the tapper. If you don't do it right, the beer just shoots straight up into your face and you're soaked for the day.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that from my college days.
Yeah.
When you tap the keg, watch out. Tina, I didn't realize in your profession there are injuries.
There are. People like to hit you all the time.
Hit you? What are you?
I'm a phlebotomist. I draw blood.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They hit
like
you?
A reflex?
Oh, yeah. They either hit you or they move and you end up sticking yourself, which is actually better than being sucked by them.
That doesn't sound better to me.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of does. I mean, if you're going to stick yourself, you're going to, before you stick them,
I guess so.
You know, that way.
So if your two options are getting punched or sticking yourself.
I'd rather stick myself than punch.
I don't know. I think I might rather take the day off. Wow. Thank you for the call. Makes morning mindbender. The average adult male weighs, the average adult female weighs, the average woman says, what would be her ideal weight? 312-233-1019. Megan, we'll get to you in just a second. She knows the answer.
Oh, she does?
Megan has obviously done her homework just to grab this answer. So good for her. But what do you think it is, Whip?
the weight that a female wants to
the
be?
The average woman says blank pounds would be her ideal weight.
Like 110.
Okay. Violetta.
125.
Okay. Megan. Hi, Megan.
144.
144 is exactly right.
I'm a little off.
Yeah, 144.
Better recalculate that.
According to Gallup, is the average weight a woman would like to be. The average adult male, let's see how much homework you've done, Megan, weighs how much?
200.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
Really?
All right.
The average way adult male coming in at 200 pounds. The average adult female weighs, what do you say, Megan?
160.
162.
Whoa.
You're good with numbers.
You have done your homework, Megan. Well done. You know, you think most people, it's kind of standard, say they want to lose weight. How about this? 51% of people currently say they are at their ideal weight.
Huh.
So half of society is like, yeah, right here, this is where I want to be.
Okay.
I'm in a good spot.
Well, is it like where you want to be, or is it like it's not changing, so you just have to accept it?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, maybe. 6% of people are underweight.
Underweight?
Yeah.
55% of people hope to lose weight. 38% of people want to maintain their current weight. 7% of people hope to gain weight. Oh. Trying to pack it on.
Right, for the wrestling tournament.
Right, that'd be great for 2021, right? I really got to put on some pounds this year. Kind of want to watch some more soap shaving videos.
It's endless. You could do it forever.
Do your kids ever end up doing it themselves?
I've never done that yet.
I feel like
surprised.
I want to try now.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they haven't done it themselves. They're probably better that they haven't.
It's very satisfying. 312-233-1019. All right, now throw up some hockey fights. You know, you got a couple of spare minutes, spare half hour, spare day. You go down what YouTube rabbit hole? You watch videos of what? 312-233-1019. Hi, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Videos of what?
I like watching videos of cats misbehaving.
Cats misbehaving.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm, like, addicted.
Like cats getting into things they shouldn't get into,
yes.
That kind of stuff?
Yes.
Hours and hours of fun. Do you have a cat?
I have three.
There you go. That explains it.
Do they watch with you?
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally doing that.
Wow,
look at that. Like that.
312-233-1019. I'm with you on this, Ricky.
Hey, yeah, hi.
Hi.
I like watching videos of, like, funny movies, like, on YouTube. The outtakes. Like Get Hard or like Californian Saturday Night Live, stuff like that. It's
right.
Just really funny.
All the Will Ferrell outtakes, your phone's going crazy,
right.
are the best.
Yeah.
Plus, the other day I just watched, you know how much I love Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched Deadpool outtakes.
Really?
Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds in the Deadpool costume. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't watch this stuff?
Mm.
You know what also is interesting? Friends outtakes.
Oh, those are really good.
Yeah.
Those are really funny because with the studio audience, it's like impossible not to laugh
right.
And continue on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Outtakes, outtakes, outtakes. Hey, Mark.
I like to watch tractor videos, Millennial Farmer and all those types of things.
Wait, what do you mean?
What exactly is a tractor video?
Either you watch like antique tractors and them going in the field or there's like a podcast of a farmer actually doing things.
Are you a farmer?
Kind of, a little. Small scale.
Yeah, and me too.
So what do the... I mean,
like, 4 days a week I go to the farm. The other three I stay away. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that what?
I mean, is there anything like to it or just a tractor?
Just a guy driving around in an old tractor.
Yeah, a guy driving around.
They do
just
stunts or anything?
Stunts.
Or like
tractor wheelies?
Yeah. No, just watching it.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys in tractors pull up and start fighting?
Right.
Like
tractor demolition derby, maybe?
Just a bunch of guys driving around on tractors.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
And Mark's like, oh, you're judging me. You're the guy watching them cut soap.
I know, right?
You're right. Tidbit Tuesday. All the stories we haven't had a chance to get to until this moment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. We'll start celebrity and we'll end celebrity.
Okay.
It's a bit Tuesday, but I have a bunch here to just rip through. Beyonce, did you hear what she gave out to female family members and friends to wrap up 2020?
No, I did not.
A gold diamond-encrusted chain that reads 2020 and is shaped like a hand giving the middle finger.
Ah.
It should be really fashionable to wear around.
Yeah. Like,
definitely.
Yeah.
It's a middle finger diamond-encrusted pendant that Beyonce gave to all her family and friends.
Okay.
Beyonce's cousin Angie got one.
Right.
Revealed the news on Instagram, writing, at Beyonce gifted all of her girls with this amazing custom 2020 necklace middle finger emoji.
That's nice.
That really is how 2020 rolls, though, right?
True.
Speaking of rolls and crust, Pizza Hut is rolling out a new stuffed crust minus the pizza. Oh, so it's
so
just
good.
The crust, no pizza.
That's amazing.
Wow, okay.
I like the crust.
You do? Well, yeah. Whip's the pizza guy.
Yeah.
As a pizza guy, are you okay? No pizza middle, pizza middle, just crust on the outside.
So it's still stuffed with cheese, though? Just there's not a pizza attached to it.
I think it's basically just the stuffed crust.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Which is like pizza,
like a pizza puff.
Yeah. In a nod to the 25th anniversary of the stuffed crust debut, Pizza Hut is offering the pizza-less ring of cheese stuffed doughs. So you can get that.
That's whatever. It's good.
You like Hawaiian rolls?
Not really.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Really?
Whip, you ever had a Hawaiian roll?
I don't know. Is it like a California roll?
No, it's a Hawaiian roll. It's an actual roll,
no,
piece
it's
of bread.
Roll. Oh. It's like yellowish.
I'm sure
sweet.
I have.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure I've
a
had.
A man
it.
Is suing King's Hawaiian rolls because the rolls aren't made in Hawaii.
Oh.
You know who really likes them?
Who?
Kylie Jenner. She's obsessed
with
them.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
How can you not know that, Whip?
Right. I'll look them up.
Hams, the beer, is offering a broken resolution preparedness kit filled with beer and bacon.
Okay.
Ooh.
That might be nice.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions kicker, Matt Prater, his 59-yard field goal this past weekend earned the city free beer from Bud Light.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He made a bet. Yeah, it was like a bet between Detroit and Denver or
right.
something.
Bud Light challenged Prater and Denver Broncos kicker Brandon McManus last summer to a field goal contest. Whoever kicked the longest field goal during 2020 would win their respective city free beer.
That's okay. Fun. That's kind of like steal a plate, steal a taco.
Kind of that way.
Steal a base, steal a taco.
Yeah.
Or a plate. Michigan business has installed ice shanties for outdoor dining, the kind of shanties that ice fishermen sit in.
Oh.
So now you can go sit in those and outdoor dine. I think, you know, there's room for one or two people in there.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's nice.
You know, it's another option as we roll into arguably some of the toughest times for outdoor dining, right?
Yeah, right.
Whatever you can do to get it done.
Let's save that story right there. The world's safest airline has been named in new airline ratings.
Hmm.
It's Qantas.
Oh, don't they usually win that?
They do every time. I think it's because they only fly like two flights a year, and right. both of them land safely. So, like, we win.
Yeah, percentage-wise, they sure do.
Yeah. A woman is suing Walmart because she face-planted on one of their tricycles.
Oh.
You ever try to ride a tricycle as an adult?
No.
It's not easy.
Really?
It is really not easy.
I need to hear more about this story, though.
A Branson, Missouri woman is suing Walmart because they didn't properly assemble the tricycle. Well, that's a problem, too.
Oh.
The woman was riding the tricycle down a hill, stupid, when it broke apart, stupid, sending her face first into the pavement. She claims to have suffered a broken nose, a traumatic brain injury, and various bruises, and wants big money from Walmart. Everybody wants money.
They sure do.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
A movie about Rubik's Cube is in the works.
I saw that. I don't really get what it is, though. I just saw the headline.
Some people must have a special brain in order to do those so well. Because, I mean, I could never even get one side. And maybe that says something about me.
You
but
couldn't
some
get
people,
one side?
I couldn't even get one side.
Really?
I swear.
I could get one side right now. I couldn't get more than that.
I could absolutely not.
I think I just saw recently like a TikTok video. It was like Chris Hemsworth or somebody finishing it.
There are some people who just do it.
There's like steps to it, though. People who know Rubik's Cubes know like twice to the left, one up, you know. It's like a mathematical equation.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Chris Hemsworth, Hulk Hogan told ESPN that he and Chris Hemsworth have talked about Chris playing him in a new movie, playing the Hulk.
Oh, that would...
You're the wrestling guy, Whip. Can you see that?
I could. Well, yeah, he's got the body for it, right?
Wait, you're the wrestling guy?
No. I do not
he
wrestle.
He loves wrestling.
Like
he
to
loves
watch wrestling.
Oh,
sometimes.
I thought you meant like that was like your,
no.
your thing.
No, he likes Hulk Hogan and the Undertaker.
Yeah, I like to collect the guys when I was a little kid. Action
figures.
Yeah,
there you go. Still have those?
Well, I had the ring. Yeah, well, I mean, they're somewhere.
And finally, since we're talking about movies, Tom Holland allegedly wants to make an R-rated Spider-Man movie. Would you be all right with that?
Well, you know that famous kissing upside down Spider-Man scene with
Kirsten Dunst.
Right, with a couple of F-bombs thrown in there.
So is this the next thing now? Because Batman says the F-bomb in the director's cut of Justice League, so maybe this is the next level.
Says a source, Holland wants in on an R-rated Deadpool type of movie in which he can act more freely, like swearing and stuff. They actually wrote and stuff.
Yeah, they wanted to say and sh.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man. We get an update on all the things that are trending on Twitter, things that people are talking about, things we should know about. Violetta's keeping track of it. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
So this one might help James Corden. For the third year in a row, the Mediterranean diet is named the best. It includes a lot of fresh fruit, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seafood. People on the plan can also enjoy wine in moderation, of course.
I have been trying a week of eating healthy.
Okay.
That's just this week?
Just this week, just to see how I feel at the end of it to make an evaluation.
How's it going so far?
Well, I'm two nights in.
Okay.
You know, a lot of grilled fish, green vegetables, nothing else.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're on the Mediterranean diet.
It's pure hell. Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Bridgerton is the hot show on Netflix right now, and I mean hot. It is so steamy. 64 million households have watched the Gossip Girl meets Pride and Prejudice show. It is so good. I finished the last episode night.
What's it called again? Bridgerton?
Bridgerton.
Is it just two people making out? Because I saw a clip, and it's like 2 minutes straight of two people making out in like Victorian costumes.
Yeah, you probably saw Daphne and Duke Hastings. They are the hot couple
Daphne and Duke.
Yeah. It sounds like a soap opera couple. Yeah.
It's so good. You guys should really watch it.
Bridgerton. And trending on Twitter, number one.
An 11-year-old girl from Grays Lake becomes a national weightlifting champ. Whoa. Adeline Jones instantly fell in love with the sport, and she says it makes her feel powerful. She won with lifts of 81.5 and 103.6 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. Congratulations. I'll confess. I didn't know what to do when I was flipping around and I stopped on Bachelor Matt. And I want to be abundantly clear. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not creepy like a lot of the past Bachelors have been.
Yes.
He doesn't have the creepy quality.
That's true.
But who they have managed to offset and balance it with the creepiest set of Bachelorettes I've ever seen.
Wow. It's like they need to up their game. You know, it's like we've seen the sort of creepy, sort of crazy for so long. They need to make it like total crazy, total creepy.
I became, this isn't an exaggeration either. I became physically uncomfortable and nauseous.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds into watching it. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is so gross.
It's cringy.
Yeah, they have to have writers. The Bachelor has to have writers.
It has to. And then that crazy nut drunk whatever she is, calling herself the queen.
It can be so many of them.
I watched her for about 30 seconds. I'm like, that's got to be an actress. It's got to be. They had to plug her in there to stir up trouble. It has to be.
You would think.
And so I asked Whip earlier, because he's about to do his 30-second Bachelor review. We've already given it more time than we usually do.
Yeah.
Where you just, you know, condense it down in 30 seconds the entire 2 hours. But I have to know, because I turned it off, because I can't do it. Did he give her a rose?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So she survived.
She was the last rose of the night.
Of course she was.
Those are a couple texts coming in.
That's how the writers wrote it.
They make it drama, always.
Drama.
That's right.
Like, I just got this. Swanee handed me this. The Bachelor premiere. A sparkly blank and a promising start. Because the one woman brought the marital aid.
They censored it out, though, on TV. Like, you couldn't see what it was, but the girls kept saying the word.
They blacked it out, so they put a black box over it, so you couldn't see it. But
yeah. I meant to mention that.
Oh, is that in there?
Well, I bet
No. You know, I mentioned. Well, you'll see in a second. I mentioned a few other things, but I meant to mention that one, but it got lost in the shuffle of a
of
few
other crazy
things.
Yeah. No.
What? It's just my shaver.
Yeah.
What? I'm working on. I had. We have to shoot a video. I had to do a shaver.
Got
to
look clean.
Here we go. Ready? You whip. You ready, Whip?
Yeah.
You ready, you whip?
Yeah.
It's only 20 minutes left. I'm exhausted.
Whatever.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hit the jingle. Okay. At the end of the jingle, you got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to share what happened in that disaster last night. Then we cut you off. We move on with our lives.
Yes.
Here we give.
Bachelor is Matt James. He's never been in love. He's never dated 30 women at the same time before, which is what he and I have in common. Harrison says they call it a leap of faith for a reason. You gotta jump. And that's insight that gets him $200,000 per episode. I look it up. Anyway, one woman brings a stool because he's tall and she's short. Another one says she hopes she can be the goat, so she's wearing goat's hoofs slippers.
And
the next one brought a bowl of spaghetti, did a Lady in the Tramp thing, and kissed him. Kaylee from Chicago came in her lingerie. She brings two dresses and says, I couldn't figure out which one to wear. The other women say, oh, my God, that's ballsy. Yeah, that's a word for it.
Oh, God. I feel dirty. Thanks for listening.
to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.